Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday the 17th of May, and as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And of course, if you like what you hear, tell your friends. And if you really like what you hear, you can always sign up to a Marcus Today newsletter trial, marcustoday.com.au. All right, well, let's dig into the numbers, shall we? The ASX 200 fell 66.9 points, or 0.85%, pretty much giving up half of yesterday's gains. 78.14.4. We opened at 78.84.6, which was pretty close to the high, which was 78.85.1, so close to 7,900 again. 78.10.3, rather, was the low of the day. US futures doing not very much at all. We got Dow futures up 0 points, or down 0 points, I guess, depending on how you look at it. And NASDAQ futures up 19 points. Looking across at the market today, well, it was the tale of two cities, the best of times and the worst of times. The worst of times was pretty much everything. The best of times was the iron ore stocks, lithium and copper stocks, all doing very well. So we had, let's go to the good news first, shall we? It is Friday after all. BHP was up 0.8, Rio was up 1.4, and Fortescue up 1.2%. So some good news week there. Mineral Resources also rallied 0.8%. Pilbara, 2.2% higher as well. Latin Resources having a cracking day today. Sorry, Latin Resources, they had a 10.9% rise. And LTR, Liontown, the little Liontown, up 4.9% today, so some good buying, maybe a little bit of short covering, you get the feeling, in some of those lithium stocks. Wasn't to be, though, in the gold sector, where we saw Northern Star down 1.7%, Newmont down 1.3%, and Evolution down 1.8%. We also saw Orica down 1.3%, and Instec Pivot down 1.4% today as well. And it also wasn't much fun out there in the oil and gas sector. We had Woodside down 1.5% and Santos down 1.7%. Uranium stocks a little bit easier. Beach Petroleum down 1.2% as well there. Looking at the industrials, well, the banks managed to hold up relatively well, down only 0.6% today. ANZ the worst of the bunch out of the other three, 0.5% down, with CBA down 1%. But the big bank index down to $210.47. The big mover and shaker in the banks was Bendigo, which had much better than expected results, better trading margins as well, up 0.2% on the back of that. No such luck for Macquarie, down 1.3%, ASX down 1%, and the insurers easing back, QBE down 1.5%, and Medibank Public issues there with health data for another provider, not Medibank Public, but another one. They were certainly, though, down 2.2%. Maybe that news brought back some nasty memories of the last time. Healthcare really got smacked today, nastily. CSL down 2.4%, ResMed down 1%, Cochlear falling on deaf ears down 2.5%, and Sonic down 1.5%, ProMedicus down 2.4%. REITs also not doing too well today. Goodman Group down 1.1%. They were one of the better ones. GPT down 2.9% there as well. And industrials generally weaker. The likes of Reece are down 4.6%. Brambles down 1.3%. Travel stocks also ease back. West Farmers down 1.9%. Woolies and Coles down. And the tech stocks got a bit whacked. WTC, WiseTech down 3.6%, and Zero down 5.1%. We had the All Tech Index under the hammer today. We saw that fall 2.1%. All right, in corporate news today, not a lot around, I have to say, today in the market. It is Friday. We did get a little bit of news from Lendlease after it agreed to sell its Asian business. That was down 2.1%. Bendigo, we had those trading results. We also had some news from Star Entertainment. Casino licenses in Queensland suspended now until December the 24th. And nothing locally on the economic front, although we did have a little bit of mixed numbers coming out of China, some positive, some negative. As usual with China, it is complicated. Asian markets not doing an awful lot when they come back from lunch. We have the Nikkei down 0.3, Hong Kong up 0.5, and China up 0.2%. 0.5% there. 10-year yields at the moment. Let's just go to the latest numbers there. 10-year yields today here, 4.21%. Looking at the winners for grinners today, let's run through them, shall we, as we normally do. Certainly some big winners today. Vulcan Energy, a big winner again today. That stock has pretty much doubled since Francis Vadim came on the couch with me on the podcast a few weeks ago. They have launched the final phase of the project level financing process. That really has been on a massive tear. Up 13.9% today, 3 million shares traded. PMT, Patriot Battery Metals, having disbanded their MOU with Albemarle, looks like they're young, free and single and out there on Tinder looking for a new partner. 13.7% higher today on 7 million shares. Latin Resources also having that good day today, 10.9% higher, 9 million shares traded. Bendigo and Adelaide up 8.2%. 8 million shares traded. Mesoblast, well, they did what they said. They're blasting ahead. 5.9%, 6 million shares. We also had a CU6, a Clarity Pharma, which, again, has been on a bit of a tear. Prostate cancer, that one. 5.3% higher on 2 million shares. And Chalice, well, the brew that is true, continues to look pretty appealing coming out of the palace. The Chalice from the palace. 4.9% higher, 7 million shares traded there. In the naughty corner today, we did have a few. Dicker Data came out late in the day, down 13.2% for Dicker Data. We had the Q1 FY24 market update, and the market really didn't like that at all. They were ex-dividend yesterday, so at least they waited till they'd gone ex-dividend before trashing the stock, down 13.2%. Satire also not doing so well today. They were down 6.9%, ceasing to be a substantial shareholder there from one of their shareholders. 3 million shares traded. And Beacon Lighting, well, someone turned the lights off there, although 382 shares only traded today, 6.7% down. Nanosonics down 6.3%, again, not great volume. Fleet Partners down 5.5%, and PolyNovo 5.5% down, a million shares traded there, and Zero down 5.1% there. In the sectors today, let's run through the positives, shall we? The iron ore sector, we had the nickel sector, they were back. And we also have the lithium sector, silver, copper, not gold though. Of course, copper does go with gold, but for today, strawberries and cream, we didn't have too much interest in the gold sector. But in the negative sectors, we had the banks, the REITs, the healthcare, retail, travel, industrials, yeah, you name it, it was down. 67 points will do that to you. The big bank basket falling to 47 cents, and that was down 0.64%. The ASX 200 has risen 0.84% for the week. That all-tech index falling 2.1% today. Gold down to 35.69, 3,569 Aussie dollars. Bitcoin steady-ish in US dollar terms, 65,674 US dollars a token. 10-year yields 4.21, as I said earlier. 66.73 we have for the Aussie dollar. That's looking a little better. And Asian markets we've done. Dow futures, not very much there. European markets expected to open a tad lower. A tad, of course, is a financial term. In the major movers that we haven't talked about today, and when you hear that ring, of course, that is the signal that ABC Melbourne is phoning me for the market roundup. But major movers that we have seen today, Carnaby, shouldn't have sold them the other day, 12.7% higher on the copper rally. Luckily, I put that money into another couple of copper stocks, which have done pretty well today. So that wasn't the end of the world. But Talga also up 16.9%, bit of a graphite focus happening with Talga. DXB also having a good day. Dimerics, that's a biotech, up 10.3% today. Sayona as well. There's a bit of broker research circling around in Sayona. They're up 10.4%. Let's not get carried away. It's only 5.3 cents these days. And Win Some, Lose Some, our WR1, Win Some Resources. They were certainly a win some today, 14.8% higher. Lose Some, though, was Fleet Partners, down 5.5%. Zero Well, they sort of too far too fast yesterday, maybe down 5.1% today. We had a 4.7% fall in Iris. A bit of a hacking update there. It's not good news there. And Nanosonics down 6.3%. That sell-off continues. And Weebit Nano, that sell-off has just accelerated, really down 7.8% today, with Lendlease down 2.1% as they agreed to sell their Asian business. Speculative stock of the day today, well, there weren't many, to be honest, on any volume. I will go with Rincon, which was up 27.3% to 14 cents. We opened at 4 at 11. We had a low of 11 and we had a high of 14 and a half. 10 million shares traded today. In the economic news today, China has removed the floor on mortgage rates and lowered the minimum down payment ratios for individual home buyers. They're certainly doing a little bit more to stimulate housing in China. And there's also that talk this week that local governments may buy surplus homes. There you go. China's consumer spending unexpectedly slowed in April, but industrial production accelerated. It is a lopsided recovery of the world's second largest economy, according to Bloomberg. Retail sales expanded 2.3%, which was worse than the 3.7% the market was expecting. The urban jobless rate was 5%, which is down from 5.2%. And in the news today overseas, in the FT anyway, Tesla, it says, must climb Mount Everest to win a shareholder vote. Apparently the chairperson has warned, and the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt, is claiming only the Tories will cut UK tax burden after the election. Well, they are heading to oblivion, but anyway, they can say what they like, really, can't they? All right, well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, tell your friends. If you've really enjoyed it, sign up to marcustoday.com.au for a free 2-week trial. I will see you on Sunday if you're going to the Australian Shareholders Association drinks and the buy, hold, sell I'm doing with Jessica Amir, which is looking as if it's going to be fast and furious and a lot of fun. So love to see you there. Come and say hi. And in the meantime, have a great weekend. Of course, the newsletter will be back on Saturday with all of the latest there, including, of course, my TV programs to watch. And I watched The Cracker last night. Have a great weekend.